Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Between the chapters with regards to a sick person, the virtues of visiting the sick person, what du'as to read when visiting the sick person, and finding out from the family members of visiting a sick person. Under that we explained, and we did, that when visiting a sick person, then we should keep the time period short. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, Al-iyadatu fuwa qunaqati, that visiting a sick person is fuwa qunaqati. This fuwa qunaqati, in ulama explained, what does it mean? It means the time period taken to milk a camel. Normally we know in milking a camel or milking a cow, then a person holds the teat of the other, he presses it and he leaves it for a while. And then after a few seconds, the person holds the teat and presses again to release that milk. So the time periods between the two pressing and releasing of the other, of the cow or the camel, the time period between the two is known as fuwa qanaqati. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, keep the visiting of the sick person very brief. Don't go and spend extra time there and put him through taklif. He is not feeling well, he is not physically well. So therefore, go and spend a short time and visit him. However, if a person, the sick person is such that he's got a very close relationship with the person that he's visiting, and he wants him to sit there for longer, then there is no harm. Then it's actually preferable for the person visiting to stay longer, when the sick person himself wants the person that he's visiting to stay longer. There's an incident mentioned of Sirri Saqati, Rahmatullah Ali, that some people came to visit him. He was not well, he was sick. They came to visit him for du'as, but they were just not going. Sometimes you get people, in Urdu they say, Utne ka naam nahi aata hai. They don't wake up. They just sit and sit and sit. So these type of people came there to sit by him. And eventually they asking him, Hazrat, make dua for us. So he picked up his hand and he's making dua. And in the dua he's saying, Oh Allah, teach the people the etiquette of visiting a sick person. So in other words, to give them a message also, that there's etiquettes when visiting a sick person, that you need to learn these etiquettes of visiting a sick person. Once Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, was not well. This incident is attributed to him. He's a great muhaddis, and one person came to visit him, and this person also is just sitting and sitting and sitting and not going. Now when a person is sick also, he wants time to rest, he needs time to recover, so he can't be sitting there and worried about the guest that is in front of him all the time. So this person was sitting there for very long. Now this great people, they won't want to offend anybody, they don't want to hurt anybody's feeling also, but at the same time, they need to rest and recover because of this illness that they are going through. So this person was sitting there for very long with him, by him, talking to him, etc. So in that long moments that he was there, he offered to close the door. So he told Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat must say, close the door. So he said, Jiha, close the door. But only thing, close it from the outside. Close it from the outside. So this is how these pious people, they give the message also, but they don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. Anyway, these are the etiquettes and the adab that we are taught. Very, very important that we keep this in mind, especially with a sick person. So as we're going on, the different chapters is now, as the person is going more and more ill, we did that one chapter where a person himself now loses hope of life, what he should read, what du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wa alhiqni bil rafiq al-a'la, oh Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and join me with the highest companion in the year after, the du'as that are to be read. Today we start another chapter, Babu Talqeen al-Muhtadhar, La ilaha illallah. The chapter on encouraging the dying person to say, La ilaha illallah. Person is on his way out in the last moments now. What should the people there do? We are told in the hadith that we should encourage the dying person, the person that is about to pass away, to read the kalima La ilaha illallah. And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة رواه أبو داود والحاكم وقال صحيح الإسناد. حضرت معاذ رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one whose last words were لا إله إلا الله, what it means, none worthy of worship except Allah, this is his last words, this person will enter Jannah. What a beautiful hadith. And the person's last words were لا إله إلا الله, he dies like this, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. So now we know that when the reward is so great of reading La ilaha illallah, ulama explained that there's an etiquette also that when a person is passing away, what is the etiquette of getting him to read La ilaha illallah? We'll explain that just now. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laqinu mawtakum La ilaha illallah, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, encourage your dying to say La ilaha illallah. Ulama explained that don't tell the dying person, say La ilaha illallah, say La ilaha illallah, because of his pangs of death and the severity of the condition that he's going through at that moment, he may just reply no, and we're getting him to say a very wrong thing. Somebody is telling him to say the kalima and he's denying saying the kalima. That's a very serious thing. So the way to do it is the people around him, they should all start making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah now will go in his ears, and he also will start reciting the kalima. And when he recites it once, ulama says stop reading, because now he has read it and he has recited it. So now what will happen is this last words of his is La ilaha illallah. So get him to read La ilaha illallah. Another thing we encourage to read from the hadith, a person that is passing away, recite Surah Yasin. There are great merits for reciting Surah Yasin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite Surah Yasin upon those who are on the verge of passing away. So anyway, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. These are some of the etiquettes and adab of being at the side of a person when he's passing away. Look how calm and how beautiful Islam encourages and Islam teaches us with regards to a dying person. When you look at the kuffar and the non-Muslims, only thing you'll get is screaming and wailing and shouting and all type of excitement, scream, not excitement, but fervor, fear that is there amongst the people. And Islam, calm, cool. The man is going to a much better place, a much more beautiful place. Why shouldn't we be happy for him? Why shouldn't we be peaceful also at this time when we are encouraging him to be peaceful? Instead of screaming and shouting and wailing and crying, we are reading the kalima La ilaha illallah. Yes, it's natural to cry a little bit, to feel sad. That is natural, but not in a way that we scream and shout and show in any way that we are displeased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, inshallah, that tomorrow after Fajr, the takbir al-tashriq will start. So therefore, we should encourage the women folk also to maybe keep a small note on the musalla where they read salah, so they don't forget to read this takbir al-tashriq. We know it's wajib for a person to read this takbir al-tashriq. So therefore, we should make sure that we encourage them also to read. And we'll be in the masjid, inshallah, so we will be reminded by the other musallis if we forget to read this takbiri, tashriq, up till the 20th of June, inshallah, which is Thursday. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.